I told Mr. Zundel and his defense team prior to my going that if I did in fact find facilities that could have supported executions, not only whether they did support the executions, but only whether or not they could have sustained gas executions, I would make that very clear in my report, and that is what I would testify to when I testified in court. With the exception of the video photographer, I brought the same things that I would have normally brought to a prison in the United States if I was doing a survey of their equipment. The draftsman was there to take and verify measurements. The drawings were made on site and then reproduced when we returned to the United States to document everything we saw. I personally made photographs and produced a great deal of photographic evidence of the hardware and facilities that we found in Poland. And the video photographer, which was not a normal thing for me, was brought to document the fact that the forensic samples that I removed from the facilities, the control sample from the lousing facility number one at Birkenau, and all of the other samples from the alleged gas execution rooms were properly taken, packaged for submission to the laboratories. I examined the facilities and I made a determination that they were incapable of supporting the use of hydrogen cyanide gas for purposes of execution or otherwise. But additionally, it would be necessary to remove samples, return them to the United States for testing at an independent laboratory to in fact confirm what my visual inspection indicated, that these facilities never in fact contained hydrogen cyanide gas.
What, aside from the samples, convinced you that these facilities could not have been used then or now as execution facilities?
The samples in my mind were mainly corroborative. The reasons that I determined that these facilities were not or never could have been gas execution facilities are stated in my report. And it mainly is concerned with the design and fabrication of these facilities. The requirements necessary in the design of a facility that contains a highly explosive and highly poisonous gas. You must have gasketed doors, no windows, means of getting the gas in, means of getting the gas out, something for heating the gas and the air to constantly keep the right temperature, explosion-proof switches, lighting facilities, etc. None of these ever existed. We're talking about brick and mortar buildings without heat, with non-explosion-proof lighting, without gasketed doors, in some cases without doors at all, and with crematories that opened very close or adjacent to the facility. If these facilities were used for gas execution facilities, if those persons operating the facilities didn't gas themselves to death at the same time that the executees died, they certainly would have been blown to bits when the gas exploded from a spark arc in a switch, the heat of a light bulb, or the gas approaching and getting into the crematory furnace. I mean, it's just ludicrous to consider that these facilities could have been used as gas chambers.
Well, we all know from reading the newspapers and watching TV that there's many Holocaust survivors who say that they actually saw gassings. They describe them in minute detail, which relative it was they lost, down to the color of the corpses and the color of the smoke coming out of the chimney. How do you respond to these people?
Well, one of the things that was necessary for me to do, Kirk, at the outset, so I'd have an understanding of what I was doing, was read the literature and alleged eyewitness reports so I could make a determination of the protocol, which that's a fancy word that we use in terms of executions for determining for what the actual procedure is for the execution. And I found through these investigations that there is no such a thing as an eyewitness. I have never seen a report that was written by anyone who had a valid description of what could have happened at a gassing. So the long and the short of it is, there are no eyewitnesses, because there were no gassings.